Okay, Google, call puppy dog eyes. Oh, son of a. Did you leave your phone in your car? Hey, just leaving a voicemail because you seem to have left your phone in your car. And you left your car by the side of the road. I went ahead and I picked it up for you. No big deal. It's here at the junkyard. I'm getting pretty good at the flyby. I didn't even scratch the paint. I just saw it while I was flying, so I swooped down and I grabbed it with my claws. Didn't even have to land this time. Anyway, hope you're okay. Call me back soon. Jeez, I hope you have some other way of checking your voicemail. I hate jimmying the locks. It's so hard to get my claws in. The things I do for... Oh, hey! What are you... Are you sleeping in your car? Then why did I get your voicemail, huh? Parking your car on the side of the road out of town? What were you thinking? What if a drunk driver came barreling down the road and hit you? You should be home in bed. Do you even know what time it is? It's so late, it's tomorrow. Although, judging by the pillow and the blanket you've got stuffed back there, are you? Are you going through a rough time? That's horrible. They can't just kick you out like that. You're gonna get another job in no time. Do you really have nowhere to go? Then why didn't you call me, sweetheart? I know you have my number. I made sure of that. Oh, right. Technically, I've towed your car 6 times now. And with those brake plates I put on for you, the camshaft and the... You know what? That's not helping. Point taken. It's a lot more than you can afford right now. It's a lot more than this car is worth, frankly. I'm sorry. No wonder you've been avoiding me. Listen, it's not about the money. Not at all. I mean, I'm a dragon with a junkyard. If I cared about money, I would have gone into the family business. It's about... Well, you know what it's about. Do you still need a place to stay? Say yes. Of course you need a place to stay. Then how about I take you as collateral for a little while? Just until you get back on your feet. I can put you to work fixing cars. I'll teach you how. As best I can. I'll make sure you have a little bit of pocket money and 3 square meals a day. I've even got a human-sized cot around here somewhere. I can set it up in the house for you. How's that sound? Do we have a deal? I just had the funniest feeling. Whew, that's weird. Haven't gotten a feeling like that in a while. Oh. Oh no. Get down. Stay down. Just going through a little growth spurt. Okay, I think it's done. Dragons grow to match the size of their hordes. I guess a great aunt or uncle must have died and left me something in their will. I'll have to get rid of it or... Oh, you silly little human. When I said I'd take you as collateral, you didn't think I'd own you. Own you? Did you? Because
if you just gave yourself to me? How much did I grow? I... hang on. That can't just be my imagination. Did it all go to my ass? Oh, that is ridiculous. Look at my hips. Oh, and this tummy. Where did all this pudge come from? See, this is why I stick to junk. Owning small, precious things like jewels makes your curves a little more generous. A lot more generous in this case. I still can't believe one little word from me was all it took for you to give yourself to me, precious one. You're not just a teensy bit submissive, are you? Oh, you are. You're such a cute little subby-webby, aren't you? You belong to me. You really, really belong to me. This is just too good to be true. When you gave yourself to me, did that include your body by any chance? Because if I can do anything I want with you, I think what I'd really like right now is to kiss you. Would that be okay? Oh, my precious one. You don't have to worry about a thing anymore. I'm gonna take care of you. And the first thing you need is lots and lots of kisses. All over. To make you all better. You can sleep on my bed. All nuzzled up on my tum-tum. I hope you like big dragon kisses. I do like a little tongue sucking. And yours feels so small between my lips. Are you trying to come up for air? You're gonna need to be quicker. I'm sorry. I drool a lot when I'm turned on. You are just mouth-watering, sugar. And you are all mine. I still can't believe it. My big fat tits aren't going anywhere, are they? It seems I'm stuck with this big juicy ass, too. Hold on tight. Oh, don't worry. That VW was destined for the crusher. But it looks like I don't need any heavy machinery to crush cars anymore. I am the heavy machinery. I wonder if I can get a license to tow heavier vehicles with this new wingspan. Ever since I dreamed of having my own junkyard, I've always wanted a dump truck. And now, what do you think? Am I caked up enough to qualify? I want your expert opinion. Oh yeah? While that is what I want to hear, I think you decided a little too quickly. Are you sure you don't need a closer look? Closer. Why don't you just lay on the ground and I can give you a real close look? I would pin you up against that pickup truck, but I don't want to break any more of my toys. Don't worry. There should be a nice safe spot between these two mountains of ass cheek. Just for you, my dear.
Oh, look at your little socks. They're barely poking out underneath me. Are you ticklish? Oh no, don't be frightened. I'm just joking.
I wouldn't pin you down and tickle you. Not unless you asked nicely.
I just wanted to feel you all smothered up against my body.
Oh, and we have no shortage of options for that.
With your little breaths huffing against me.
It's so very alluring. So tempting.
Go on. You think I've got cake?
Does it taste like cake? There's only one way to find out.
Oh, you are so fucking cute. Look at your legs wiggling underneath me. I like you so, so much. Oh, but what can I do for you, sweetheart? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mashed you into the dirt. Here, come on.
Let me cradle you in my arms. Even my arms are soft and cuddly now. My goodness, what's gotten into me? I feel so divided. One part of me wants to do very, very aggressive things to you. To you, with you, on you. My fat pussy is throbbing with desire. But then there's this other part of me, which is a really, really big part of me that just wants to hold you and cherish you, to explore you, to make you feel good. I want to touch you. Would you be all right with that? If I took off your pants? And I started touching you down here. It's challenging being this gentle. You're so very, very small to me. Tell me if I'm rubbing you too hard, or if you like what I'm doing. You do? Oh, that's such a relief. Because I just want to make you feel so, so good. You want more kisses? Well, of course. Anything for you, sweetie pie? Oh, so good. That's right, you just lay back into my hand and get nice and comfy. If things get too intense, you just close your eyes. And I'll make sure I take you all the way. My pussy is so wet. I really want to rub it. Can I? Can I rub my pussy and lick you at the same time? And maybe we could come together. How's that? Oh, you like my big tongue slathering all over you? You're squirming. You are just so, so cute. Oh. I'm gonna start fingering myself now. Oh, so much padding on my coochie. I'm really gonna have to spread my treasure mound. Oh, so good. You like my moans? I want to turn you on even more, but I get kind of loud. Is that all right, sweetie? Good. Oh, I'm gonna milk you with my mouth. Oh, I want all of it. Yeah, more of that. Oh, I like your moans too. Oh, especially that little whimper. Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, it sounds so good when you lose your little mind for me. My little kissy toy. Oh, you love it when I maul you with my lips, don't you? Your squirms are perfect for me. I'm obsessed with them. So weak and helpless. You make me feel so strong. I'm so pretty. Oh, yeah. Yeah, pet my head, human. Caress me. I need a lot of encouragement. Tell me how I should treat my pretty pussy. Or should I take it nice and slow? Slow it down and just tease myself. While I lazily lick and kiss every inch of your body. Or should I drive my claws in harder? Push into myself while I gulp the Or what about more like this? How does that feel? Do you like it when I swirl around? Around. Swirl and lick and tease your entire body while I do the same with my fingers and my clit. Oh, I am such a greedy dragon. Not enough to masturbate out in the open. No. But with you. Oh, anything with you. I want you to come. I want you to come right in my mouth. Yeah, grab onto me. Yeah, right there. Yeah, grab my horns and guide my head. Guide it with your weak little arms. You're so gentle with me, aren't you? So gentle. But I want to be so, so rough. Oh, this is a really good speed for me. Is it good for you? Oh, I can feel it building. Oh, it's so good. I want it. No, I need it. Be strong for me. Be strong and hold out. That's it. Just hold my horns. Grab on tight. Yeah, I just need a little more time to love on my clit while I lick you head to toe. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come because of you. Oh, because you're mine. Are you ready? You're ready to come with me? Do it. Better than a whole pile of gold. Mm. Oh, you are just drenched. How did that happen? I think we need a nice warm bath, don't you? Oh, it's no trouble at all. I've got this big scorch-proof basin I can breathe fire on until it's practically a hot tub. Besides, you don't mind working for me, do you? Then you start tonight. I have all sorts of crevices that might be harder for me to wash now that I'm this size. And I think you would make the cutest little scrub brush, wouldn't you? Don't worry, I'll leave the scrubbing part to you. I won't be rubbing you too hard against my hide. Welcome home.